Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. May reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp strikes out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 1 in the game. Cain bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Knupp covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to home to get May. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirt bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Frien moves to second. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frien moves to third. Two outs. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-2 in the game. Cain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton, who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Norm Cash now playing first base. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Walt Williams pinch runs for Bob Spence. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop bunts towards the mound. Timmerman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Berry moves to second. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Lee Stang. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Berry moves to third. Knoop moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Knoop scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McAuliffe fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hermann scores. One out. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Walt Williams now playing right field. Ed Hermann now catching. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Price pinch hits for Cesar Gutierrez. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.